This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good afternoon. As Raj said, I'm Kevin Webbs. I'm Group Training Manager for Enterprise. What I thought I'd do a quick overview of what Enterprise do. We don't lease cars. That's another business. So I thought I'll go through that. A lot of our work is in the public and private sector. So if I briefly explain what we cover and where we cover it, and then go into why we take on apprentices and develop apprentices and the benefits there. I was an apprentice myself. I started off a few years back, or I think it's a few decades now, on my apprenticeship scheme and developed through, and it's put me in good standing for things I do today. So Enterprise, we mainly cover utility and public sector markets, so gas, water, power, telecom, the repairing. If you've been stuck in roadworks around the city or coming down, a lot of it, Enterprise do a lot of that, digging up the streets, repairing the infrastructure and networks. Public sector markets, we work for a lot of local authorities around the country and central government and MOD on there. About 10,000 employees working for Enterprise, plus we have about 5,000 work in our very close supply chain for small subcontractors, who we also support through apprentice programs and their training and developing of those companies. This quick picture here shows a broad spectrum, really, of the activities we carry out. It could be any street or anywhere in the UK, but not too many have the underground. So we do maintenance for Transport for London on London Underground, the infrastructure, track infrastructure, power upgrade works. So all of it is a maintenance theme, really. So a lot of people out there doing those activities. Our public sector works range from refuse collection and recycling, street cleansing, highway maintenance, social housing, repair and maintenance, parks. We have quite a number of apprentices on the Royal Parks in London, going through their horticultural apprenticeships on there. And the utility works, as I mentioned, power, water, telecom and the gas. Apprenticeships, I know a lot of what I'm going to say has been covered already today from the various speakers. The reason we use apprentices, really, it's meeting the business needs of Enterprise. We look at what are our requirements as a business need now for people and going into the future. I know a lot of people have said going through that people are our most important asset. For Enterprise, they are our asset. We don't have other properties, plant, whatever. People are our asset, so they are our major asset right across the business. They're the people who deliver all those services. And it's the same right across the public sector services. Most of those are service provisions, so it's people delivering them to us as general public across there. The age profiles we've looked at across our workforce, and I've looked across it through all our work streams, are very similar to the UK age profile, apart from 16 to 24-year-olds. We're quite a lot below. There was a perception that there was a hugely sort of ageing workforce and that a lot of people would be retiring. Not any different to any other industry or across the UK, but what we haven't got are the young people coming into the business, that the people who are nearing retirement age or thinking of leaving can pass that knowledge and skills on to. So that is one of the big reasons we bring apprentices in, so we can train them up within Enterprise, give them those skills and get that information passed on to them, so we retain that knowledge and skills. A lot of the work in the private sector on the utility side has been outsourced from major public utilities as they were. They've all gone to private companies, and a lot of that work is outsourced. So a lot of that knowledge base that was there, the history of the infrastructures, is waning and disappearing. So bringing new people in retains some of those skills, plus brings in new diversity into the industry and new knowledge and ideas of ways of doing things as well. The third point on there, being an employer of choice, again, as people are our main asset, is attracting people into the business. On apprenticeships, getting new apprentices in isn't a huge, difficult task. For every vacancy, early last year, we were taking on 10 building tradespeople in Liverpool. We had well over 1,000 applicants for those 10 positions. So you can choose a buyer's market, you could say, but you can choose the people you want to come into the business, and there's a lot of interest from youngsters to get in on the apprenticeship schemes. The harder bit, as I'll go on in a minute, is managing and running those schemes going through. The second part on there is meeting the needs of the apprentices. Again, they are important. It's getting them the right training and qualifications for the trades and skills we're wanting them to do. And a lot of that is working with further education providers. Hugely important are the sector skills councils, who can advise on they develop the qualifications frameworks and skills that the awarding bodies can then use and the FE colleges can use and other training providers that do it. And we use a mixture of FE colleges, training providers, and we do some in-house on our highway maintenance activities on there. Again, we bring them in, the youngsters, into real jobs. They come into as a job, whether they're horticulturists working in the Royal Parks, an electrician in Barking and Dagenham, highway maintenance engineer up in Liverpool, or around the country, wherever they are. They come into that real job. So a key part of keeping them and quickly getting them into that type of work is around mentoring. I think, as Russell said earlier, it's not an easy way to bring in apprentices. There's a lot of work to it. It's not a quick fix to get somebody in who's young and reasonably cost-effective, but there's a lot of work to go. One of the ways that we've done it as our business, I've been with Enterprise about 13 years, 14 years now, smallish company to start with, and the only reasons we can bring in and manage apprenticeships is having that leadership across the business for bringing apprentices in and developing them. Our chairman is very committed to it, our chief exec is, and our directors. So having that level at the top and having a policy of this is what we're going to do as Enterprise and we're going to support apprentices then encourages line managers, supervisors to nurture and develop these apprentices. Another good area within the public sector on the public sector procurement is now putting in two bids and tenders as work's getting re-let or getting outsourced that there's a requirement for a percentage of the employees and new starts to be apprentices, which is very good at coercing companies who've not really wanted to bring apprentices in because they think it's a lot of hard work and don't want to go through all that hassle of doing it and they can use other resource. It encourages those employers to bring apprentices in and develop them. And I know as Enterprise, as we've done it, local managers see the advantages and benefits when they bring those in to develop it. Another part on the public sector especially and across the other businesses we work in as well is support from the trade unions. You know, a lot of public sector workforces are quite highly unionised, so the trade unions are key again in allowing you to encourage apprentices and bring them into the business. We have quite a mix, as I say, across our workforce. Operational side within grounds, the trades, electricians, plumbers, gas engineers, engineering, highways maintenance side of it, which again across right across sort of public sector and private sector. And whether it's outsourced activities, although it's still being retained within the public sector, those activities are there. And as I think somebody was saying earlier, there is always a natural churn in your workforce. I know budgets are being cut and reduced. There's a natural churn, so people are leaving. So when it's looking at bringing new people into the business, as we try and encourage with our managers when they're recruiting, is can you bring an apprentice in to do that role and train them up to bring those in and get those skills? Support activities, we've got a lot. We've got about 600 people working up in the northwest, up in Leyland, and about another 300 at our call centre in Liverpool. So we look there. Anybody who's in the 16 to 18 category, we encourage to go through apprenticeships anyway when they've already joined us, and then we recruit others into the apprenticeship schemes as they start. And quite a number of those have developed through, whether it's in the IT functions or finance, and gone then on to, especially in finance, following on to do their CIMA or ACCA qualifications and support through that route. Benefits of apprenticeships or apprentices, a lot of it's been covered earlier, I think, from other speakers. Well-trained employees who come in, and well-trained in your work methods is also a benefit. They come in as new. They can be trained up in your processes, skills. Then they've also got their technical skills. They've been training through the FE colleges or the training providers that they can bring in as well. Increased productivity. They do, after their initial learning and training, they are more productive across the board. Increased motivation. They are quite motivational. They encourage and bring on other people in your workforce as well. A lot of our apprentices, we get them a buddy who's either in the work team or their team leader, and they mentor them and bring them on as well. And it makes an effect in that whole work team. The more focused and more motivated. It helps develop our reputation for valuing people as a business. So not only do we get people joining us as apprentices, we get graduates who want to join us because they know that we look at developing people. The challenge of it, as I know Russell went through earlier as well, it isn't an easy fix to bring young people in on, who you can bring in on a relatively low wage. There is a lot of time and energy in bringing these people in. A lot of them are out of school, little or no work ethic, so they don't realise about if they're late in for work, how it might impact their team, you know, or if they don't do quite so much work, how it's going to affect the rest of the business. So it's time and energy bringing them on so that they understand that and can develop. They are inexperienced, which is understandable, coming in at that age at the start of their training and their careers, but quite soon pick up those skills and move forward. Funding area, the costs, which another apprenticeship training is there, but what you'll get from what I get through the business from operational managers is I've got my P&L account to balance here, and we've got to make our money on it, and we're going to spend time on these apprentices. So a lot of that is talking through with them, spending a lot of time with them, showing them the benefits, showing them examples of where we've done it in other parts of the business and develop. And that's the same across, as I say, whether it's with an enterprise on our public sector works or on the private sector works. Going forward, for us as a business and across the sectors, really, we're offering apprenticeships to all suitable employees within our business. We do it as a matter of course for 16 to 18-year-olds. We're now looking up to the 24-year-olds as well to get them through. And we're starting to look at adult apprenticeships as well. We put a lot of people through the MVQ route, normal MVQ level 2, level 3 route, so we're looking at bringing them into apprenticeships as well, how we can formulate that to go through. A lot of work done, which I think it's needed, whatever apprenticeship you're doing, whether it's a public sector organisation or a private sector one, is working with schools to get that interest in there. The 14 to 19 diploma I know was mentioned earlier, again, using those routes, it's a fast track into that apprenticeship route. As a business, as we are, we're looking at apprentices. If they're going through the 49 to 19 diploma, when they join you, they're quite fast tracked into, and you can move them on quite quickly in the business to come in on that route. And continuing to review and develop the apprenticeship scheme. The diversity across our business, from grounds, maintenance, to highways, electricians, quite diverse. There isn't one size fits all. There are different sector skills council, different awarding bodies, different FE providers, different training providers that do it. So there's a lot of work on reviewing those apprenticeship frameworks, working heavily with the sector skills councils to make sure that the frameworks fit what we need as businesses. And as we all know, businesses and the shape of the country changes over the years, the recessions. So those qualifications and frameworks need changing as we go forward as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.